Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. Yay! That cracks me up. It's a Friday night, and it is the 1st of August, and we have an exciting, and I do mean exciting, show for you tonight. We've got some great artists, and we're going to have a conversation at about 7:30 with a young author named Dominique Wilkins. And she's with that Christian genre stuff, and that's pretty good. She's going to talk to you about her books and what she's doing. And tonight we're going to be talking about storytelling. And you know what's so funny is I used to tell a lot of stories when I was a kid and get a whoop and all of that. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that tonight. We've got a great show coming up for you tonight. We've got some great artists. Our show comes on every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. Mountain. We have the greatest listeners in the world, and they always enjoy my hour and 30 minutes. It's an exciting show. If you want to get my books, you can get them at www.dsmpublications.net, and that's my website where you'll find my newest book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. And my sister, who's an evangelist, read my book the other day, and she said, Don, I have to admit, that book is really, really good. And I got to send a shout-out to Iowa because that's where she is, and I'm going to be there on the 9th. But she told me a lot of her parishioners and people that go to her churches and stuff like that, they listen to her brother on the show, and they say, he is so good. I think he's kind of crazy, but he is really good, and we like his show. He gives out some good information. We have reached 16,095 listeners across this nation, and we're in a couple of countries. If you want to reach me, you can email me at McClure.Don.S@yahoo.com or Don's, D-O-N-S, dot, McClure@AOL.com. Or my business email, you can reach me at Don S. McClure@DSMPublications.net. That's a whole lot of Don S. McClure's. And actually, I went on the websites, and I found 18 pages about me, Dr. Don S. McClure, on the Internet. If you want to call in and listen to the show, you can go 347-633-9376. That is a great number where now people don't have to have the Internet. You can just listen to my show with your earbuds, your Bluetooth, your jackleg telephone, whatever you got. I'm going to send a shout-out to all my listeners who are now using their phones to listen to my show and to the 16,000 listeners who join in every Friday, and a special shout-out to my mother, August 1st. Today is her birthday, Inez Johnson McClure, who would have been 103 years old today. Man, that's a lot of years. She was the best woman in the world, a woman who really taught me what it means to treat people like you want to be treated. She is my wisdom and my grace. She left the earth in 1993, but she has never left my heart or from being by my side each day that I open my eyes. My main purpose in life is to honor her memory and to thank you for bringing me into this world. So happy birthday, Mom. I got to send a special shout-out to my friend, Viola Mann, in Saginaw, Michigan. She's been there for me, a great person. I need to send a special birthday shout-out to Faith Denise Poindexter in Denver, Colorado. And our show tonight is sponsored by Miss Jerry from Willowbrook, Illinois. I mean, she's been a sponsor for a couple of weeks. That's pretty good. Tonight we're going to feature a new artist that I like named Laura Wilson from the Carolinas. And we're checking on information from her. So we're going to get our show started, and I am so thrilled to be here with you. And that's nice to have a mommy, and today is my mommy's birthday. We're going to play a quick PSA for my book, To Have a Friend. You will enjoy it. I'm telling you, it's really great. And I want to send shouts out to everybody that listens to my show, especially my friends in Indiana. I mean, that's great to know that they're still listening and coming in strong. That's a good thing, actually. That's a very good thing because I support them. They support me. And there's so much sweetie-beady love in the world. But I got some more stories to tell you, too. But let's listen to this To Have a Friend. And this is a great book. It's my crime thriller that's doing quite well. So let's play that PSA. Then when we come back, we're going to talk some more about some of the artists. And we're going to be talking about storytelling. And, yes, I'm going to tell you a few stories. So just tune in and listen in and chill out.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Love that when Les says that. That makes me want to run out and produce a movie. That's To Have a Friend, my book, and we're going to be doing audio starting at the end of this month. So some of you who think you can really do voiceovers, you need to get in touch with me because we have some great things that we want to do with you. We're going to start our tracks off tonight with Laura Wilson. Actually, wait, I think we're going to change the pace just a little. You know, I'm always talking about Charlie Wilson, and Charlie Wilson used to sing with the funk band, Funk Brothers or Funk Somebody. And remember, I'm always telling you that some of these African-American artists or black artists, whatever you want to call them, they sing a little country and western. Well, Stevie Wonder actually created a track that was in country and western, and I know a lot of you don't believe that, but it's a song that I really like, and I've been singing it all week, and he was actually doing the song because he was kind of like making fun of the Funk Brothers, but he had them all in the session. So it was really great, and Charlie Wilson was there with his brother Ronnie Wilson, and they were the Gap Band. It was an American R&B and funk band which rose to fame in 1970 and during the 1980s. Yep, that's what my board says, 1980s. But Charlie Wilson, who I played last week, was actually on this track in the background. Now, Charlie and Ronnie provided background vocals on Stevie Wonder's 1980 hit, I Ain't Gonna Stand For It, from Wonder's album, Hotter Than July. And I played this so much, my producer said, would you stop trying to sing country western? But even we're going to play a little country western by Stevie Wonder, and I want you to listen to this and see if you can pick up on that twang that they're doing, because I like this song. And actually, when it cuts off, don't blame me because Stevie just stopped recording it in the studio. Don't know why. But listen to this. I'm going to be okay, all right. I'm going to play the song so you can get into it. This is Stevie Wonder doing I Ain't Gonna Stand For It, Baby. And he must have had a girlfriend or a wife or somebody that he was having problems with.
Don't want to believe what they're telling me. Somebody's been picking in my cherry. Someone's been digging around in my cage, and I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna stand for this. Now. And I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna
And that's Stevie. I ain't gonna stand for it, baby. I love that song. My producer say, Don, is that really? I say, yeah, it's Stevie Wonder. Matter of fact, it's called I Ain't Gonna Stand for It. It is the second single from Stevie Wonder's 1980 album, Hotter Than July. It reached number 4 on the Billboard's R&B singles chart and number 11 on the Hot 100. It also hit number 10 on the UK singles chart. The song is famous for Wonder's imitation of a seasoned country and western crooner and his inspiring drummer. So you see, it's a whole lot of stuff on there. And actually, it was Stevie Wonder on the piano and the clarinet and the cabasa drums and background vocals. Nathan Watts was on the bass. Ben Bridges did the acoustic guitar, pedal steel guitar, and Isaiah Sanders, that boy's bad, Fender Rhodes. So you see, I ain't the, and wait a minute now, Hank DeVito did the steel guitar, Charlie Wilson background vocals, and Ronnie Wilson background vocals. I told my producer, he told me, they ain't know about that, and I sing that song all the time, I ain't gonna stand for it, baby. Hey, don't you like that part? Somebody been picking in my cherry tree. Oh, Lord. Let's get to Laura Wilson. I am enjoying this show, and I'm telling you, I'm having a ball. It is great. Laura Wilson is a dynamic artist, and she is our featured artist for tonight. We've got a couple of tracks by her. She's into the gospel and neo-soul. Now, if you listen to this track, you will hear something similar to the Wizard of Oz track where they're doing Oreo, Oreo. They actually kind of use a little bit of sound of that in her track. And the track is called Life Changes, and it says, who are you and who am I? Do you know? Have we got caught up in this thing called life? Superstar celebrities, I'm a life changer. I want to be what God has called me to be. And that's just the words in the song, so don't ask me. But Laura Wilson, I'm really having a hard time finding a lot of bio information from her. They're not sure if she's from Island Beach or something like that in the Carolinas or Aikens, Carolinas, but I'm going to find out. But let's listen to this track by this gospel neo-soul artist who has a little bit of the Wizard of Oz stuff in there, but I think you're going to like it. And I watched a video. I posted it on my Facebook. But let's listen to Life Changes by Laura Wilson, and I like her.
I lay down everything I think I know. And I'ma be somebody's hope that they can make it today. And as a creek, I not my will, but thine only will be done. And when morning comes, you realize that you have overcome. Oh, oh, and I'ma be somebody's hope. And I'll decree God not my way, but thine only will be done.
And when morning comes, you realize that you have overcome. I'm a changed life in the somebody's hope that they can make it.
And I'll decree God not my way, but thine only will be done.
And when morning comes, you realize that you have overcome.
Have you seen the album cover to this? It's got Life Changer. Her face is split with a light side and a dark side. It's beautiful. And it says Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Wilson. You got to look her up on CD Baby. Check her out. I got a chance to see that video in that they did in 2011. And so the track was released this year in July as the lead track. And, I mean, it is really, really good. So we're going to play some more by her, but we're talking about storytelling and what is the greatest thing about storytelling. Well, actually, a lot of the songs that you're hearing or when the writers are writing, we're actually writing stories for you to enjoy. And when you do that, you kind of get away from just saying the same thing in a song over and over and over and over again. But I really like the fact that storytellers are very prominent in our life. And if you listen to their words, like with her song, she's saying she's a life changer. I'm a life changer. Yes, I can sing. And my producer said, oh, please. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am on fire. It is 7:22, and we don't have long before my guest comes in, and she's going to talk about her books, and she's a life changer. But I am really on fire, and you know what? I'm not going to eat anymore doing my show of Dr. Oz's Walnuts. I almost choked to death last week. And that was driving me crazy. So anyway, everybody said they're glad I'm okay. And today again, August 1st, is my mommy, the best person in the world's birthday. And she's still with me in spirit. She guides me every day, and I try to do right. And I just got an email in from my priest, and he says he agrees with my sister because I told him what my sister said. She said, every time I go to confession, I just want to have a conversation. I'm really not saying anything. And he said, yeah, you come in here, I don't know, but you need to get in here some more. So anyway, to my priest, happy whatever day you got. Oh, I think I'll go to Mass Sunday. but I think I go to late Mass, not early Mass. Anyway, that song that you heard was on the label of Southern Wave Music Group. It was copywritten 2014, Laura Wilson, so they say. The total length is 4 minutes and 55 seconds, and it is considered genre in the Christian community. So for all you Christian people, hey, that's somebody you really, really got to keep up with or get to know more about. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday, and my call-in number and my board is lit up. It is 347-633-9376, and we're talking about storytelling, and my sister is enjoying my new book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. And I want to send a shout-out to Dale. I think she's in the Carolinas. She ordered my book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, which is really a life changer for me. But I'm going to enjoy my show tonight. I am having a ball, and my producer is saying, man, Don, I just don't know about you, no tea. And I'm not drinking tea tonight. I'm drinking coffee and water. We're going to play a track by Katara Siobhan Wyatt. But most of you know her as Kiki Wyatt. She's born March 10th, 1982. She is an American R&B recording artist. She became popular after a highly successful collaboration with R&B singer Avant, A-V-A-N-T, on his platinum album, My Thoughts. This led to her debut certified gold album, Soul Sista, in 2001, and a promising solo career with MCA Records. So I guess they weren't wrong. This young lady has hit the charts numerous amounts of times, and she's born in Indianapolis, Indiana, to Lorna, L-O-R-N-A, Wyatt, a vocalist, and Kiever Wyatt, the second, an organist and vocalist. The singer was raised in a musical family rooted in gospel music. She has a twin brother, Kiever Wyatt III. Man, that's deep. Let's give a listen to my girl, Kiki Wyatt, and my board is lit up in blue. People are listening to the show on their phones, and I kind of like that. Now, Kiki, even in this one, has a little country and western sound. So for all the people that say, I don't like country and western, when you play Boys to Men and Charlie Wilson and Stevie Wonder, you're going to hear a little, I'm going to sing a little bit of, okay, all right. Let's get to Kiki Wyatt, Lie Under You, and this song is truly great. She's telling a man she can't do nothing but walk through the whole kitchen, everywhere. She says, I'm lying in the back of my daddy's old pickup truck, looking up in the sky at the stars. All I see is you, yeah. And I find myself in my room sitting here with the blues because I want all is you. Oh, you're like a bottle of wine. You get better with time. All I need is a glass of you. Woo! That's kind of making me warm in here. You're like a ray of sunshine in the noon. All I want to do is lie under you. I'm lying in the living room talking to my mama, and all I can do is think of you. I mean, Kiki is just bad. So let's listen to Kiki Wyatt sing Lie Under You. And here we go.
I'm lying in the back of my daddy's old pickup truck, looking up in the sky at the stars. All I see is you, yeah. All I want. think of you.
And actually, I had the words to it. So I had a chance to look at that, and my producer says, where do you find these tracks of these artists? And I say, I stay up all darn night long. Did you know, actually, last night, let me tell you this, this is a true story. The train just kept going and going and going, and they must have ran 19 trains that kept blowing their songs. So I couldn't get to sleep. So I got up and got a cup of coffee, took a shower, sat there, got up again, took another shower, got there, and then actually went to sleep and didn't wake up till 12 o'clock, and the day was almost over. And I was like, you got to be kidding. So I'm going to find out where those trains are coming from, because they're getting on my, oh, I won't say it, on my nerve. They're getting on my nerves. Anyway, listen, it is 7:32, and we are talking about storytelling. Now, remember, in all my books, there's some great stories in there and some great moral value. So I'm always out there pushing, doing, trying to encourage and be a life changer, like Laura Wilson said. So with that said, my new book, I love writing a fun love story. It's dynamic. It is funny. My sister in Iowa, who's an evangelist, called me the other day and she said, Don, I really like that book. So I said, yeah, sis, it's really good. And she said, all of my church members and friends, they really like your radio show. They think you're so nice. And she said, make sure you tell your priest that you're going to come to church more often. So I said, okay, sis, I'll do that. And then my maid even wrote me and said she was so glad that I played that song by Stevie Wonder, because that's her song, because she found some shoes up under her bed when she was married. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. I ain't going to tell a story on her. But she does like that song by Stevie Wonder. Listen, my guest is on the line, Miss Dominique Wilkins. I am going to bring her in, and I'm going to get my board up so I can tell you a little bit more about Miss Dominique. And I'm looking at this nice picture of her, and she is a beautiful young woman. So let me get her into the show. I'm going to say good afternoon or good evening to Miss Wilkins. Miss Wilkins, how are you?
Hey, Don. I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Girl, I am on fire. I'm not drinking any tea this week because I'll start laughing my head off. So I don't want to laugh. And you say, what's Don laughing at? But I am having a great night. Today is my mommy's birthday. She would have been 103. That's the greatest woman in the world. Used to whoop me all the time. But I turned out pretty good. But
sounds like you needed it then. So you turn, whooping your butt made you her the greatest woman, then you sound like you did. She did just her thing, just what she was supposed to do. That's how you train up a child. I love it. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, she was a real, I mean, my mom was straight arrow, really good. We laughed and talked. And like I tell people, she's gone in life, but she's here with me every day in
still
spirit.
Here.
So I really love her.
Mm-hmm.
And today's her 103rd birthday, so she hasn't gone anywhere.
No,
well, Miss Dominique, we are in the same group, or at least we contact the same people in CAPS. I understand you've changed the name. Let me tell some people who you are. We have Miss Dominique Wilkins is a licensed cosmetologist who writes short stories with messages in the urban Christian fiction genre that people who are currently or have been hurt can relate to. She was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. Yay! Where the crime and murder rate ranks the highest in the U.S. You ain't got to keep kidding about that. Okay, well, Dominique, let's get to talking to you so that you can change some lives and become a life changer. And I didn't know you were born on the south side. Were you born on the south side of Chicago?
Yes, sir. Born and raised on 55th and Ashland.
Get out of here in the hood. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am. I. You can take the girl out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the girl. So it's in there way down deep. I've been working to get it out.
Yeah, because I was born on the west side, and I still haven't got that out of me. Yo, what's up? What's up?
Uh-oh. We got to start beefing right now?
I'm telling you. You might even try to rap. You never know. Dominique, okay, you are an author. You've got a lot of books out there, short stories. You've got a lot of stuff going on. And just tell my audience what it is that drives you to want to be a writer and to write these short stories.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Don. And again, thank you so much for having me. But who I am, as we said, that unfortunately I am born and raised from off the south side of Chicago, and as the news, when all of the killing and everything reports all across the world, anybody has heard about some of the crazy killing and the drama that happens, it tends to be on the south side, and that's the reason why I was blessed. I was able to get out, and once I got out, I was able to see a different world and a different light, and I was able to see the world and a second chance at life and to be able to reevaluate everything. And I realized that sometimes when you're in the middle of trauma and you see crap that you just don't think that there's a way out. And whatever you see, monkey do. And it's just really an infestation of people who are just broken and downtrodden. And I used to be one of those people, and so now I just like to be like the Lorax and speak for them and let them know, reach back in and say, hey, you can, if I did it, you can get out too. So what I do now is I write books in the urban Christian fiction genre, so there's stories about different things that everybody can relate to, whether it be a bad relationship, maybe a bad best friend, or even a disrespectful teenager, things that you can relate to, and if it's really getting you down and it's beating you, or maybe you feel like it's breaking you, I have written this book that you can relate to, and there's biblical scriptures that I include in my story to let you know that whatever you're going through, that the Bible has a say-so about it, and for you to stay encouraged. And if you need further research on the topic, where to go back for that encouragement. And then, of course, I have messages as well to let you know, and resources at the back of every book. So there's helplines and different things that if you need to be able to call somebody locally, if not a 911 line, that they're there. So to me, I just believe that sometimes people need to be able to see that somebody that they know did it and they can do it too. And so that's the purpose of the stories there. And at this point, I've been blessed to have them rated 4- and 5-star reviews. My 5-star books by Reader's Favorite have seals on them. So they're great reads and different things that touch different parts of people's lives. And so that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm really excited to reach people because I have gotten plenty of reviews that say I needed this book, and it took me to a place that I needed to go because people are hurting. And I just want to reach out and hug people and let them know that trouble does not last always.
Well, you know, that I'm glad that you said that because my favorite saying is it does not rain forever. Now, people can get your books at www.arthurdwilkinsgoodbooks.com, or is there another website connected to you, or how would they get your books?
Well, in short, if they just go to arthurdwilkinsgoodbooks.com, that would link you everywhere else you need to go. My books are available in every format available, iTunes, Nook, Smashwords, wherever it is that you buy books, Kobo, Sony, wherever it is that you buy books. You can always come straight to my website here, listen to samples, excerpts, whatever it is that you need, and it'll take you to those other different links that you personally use. So, or you can always just Google me. And
okay,
it's Dominique Wilkins, just like the basketball player.
Okay, yeah. I kind of thought you were related to him. I said, is that his wife or girlfriend or cousin or something? But I like that name, Dominique Wilkins. That's your actual name, Dominique?
That's my married name. So, yes, that is my that's my name.
Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, you sound like you're 19 years old. So,
do I?
Yeah, to be writing all these books and talking so professional and putting all these things together, I said, now, who is this little 19-year-old on my radio show?
Thank you, John. Bless your heart.
Oh, okay. Well, just send my $10. I'll put that out there. No, but let me ask you this. Okay. You got into writing in what year? I mean, when did you really just sit down and say, I'm inspired to write my first book?
That was in 2011.
Get out of here. Okay. Yes. So 2011, you decided to do, what was the first book that you did?
Well, actually, the first one was a novel. It was called Mother-in-Law Guilty of Murder. And since that book, I have grown, evolved, and I have become a different person within the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has guided me in a different direction, and I'm just choosing to be obedient and do the things that is pleasing to God. And so that book was a little toxic. And I did not want that to be out there in the atmosphere. So since then, I pulled that. And it's been on my list of things to do to revamp that and re-release that book. So at this point, I have been writing shorter stories. So because, like, the message that I'm getting out here is so important that, to me, I don't want it to be lost in 200 pages. So I want people to be able to get a great story, beginning, middle, end, roller coaster ride and tears and everything, in anywhere between 50 and 100 pages. And so that's what I'm writing now, so they'll know that if you're fighting forgiveness or you're in the realm of regret, whatever the problem is, that you will definitely get that. So that's what I started with before, and so now I've turned it over to short stories because that's my niche.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like the fact that you said you put out a book and you were kind of hurting, I guess, when you did the book and you put it together and put it out there. And I think a lot of writers, a lot of us, we go through that and then we decide, wait a minute, is this what I want to say, or is this the direction I'm being taken in? Or even, like, I tell people all the time, I talk to God every day, so I tell him break a bush, burn a window, I don't care what you do, but I'm not getting it. And what he'll do is he'll talk to me and say, okay, Don, look, this is the route I want you to go. Now, we fight all the time. We fight every day. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I've just had some ministers tell me, you're going to be out there and evangelize. I say, oh, man, please. And every day somebody's writing saying they were encouraged by me. So I understand what you're saying with your first book and watching you, every writer that becomes good, you do evolve. My books have gotten better. I started in, actually, a long time ago, I did a children's series, but in 2009 is when I got serious about my autobiography. And I was dead broke when I did it because I was in diversity, business went bad, and I sat on the back of my car and I said, you know, I'm going to write my life story. Well, since then, I decided to do a lot moral-based endings, the good endings, the good characters, the characters that give somebody faith and hope, and I think that's what you're doing with your books.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you write short stories. Now, I don't do short stories. I still do the 200, 400 page, but I like the fact that you're doing that. Now, when you give these capped meetings and you find a lot of people writing you and asking you for advice, what do you tell them to do if they say, I would like to be a writer like you?
Oh, Well, I tell them that the main thing before, everybody has to have a goal and a desire. You have to know that if you want to be a writer, what is your desire to write? And you have to be able to write something that is sustaining. And it has to be something you're passionate about, because at the end of the day, if you're not passionate about it, then you're just going to take a lot of money and sink it down into this money pit. Because this, everything that you're doing is a representation of yourself, so you want to put out the best product that you possibly can. And everybody may not like it. And when you're a startup business, it takes a while to actually get going. So it's very important that if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to succeed. So you have to find something that you're very passionate about in order for you to even, before you even get started.
Okay. Now, how do you pick your titles? I know how I pick mine, but how do you go about picking a title for your books?
Well, sometimes the titles go first and sometimes they go last. So it depends on if they go first. Like, for example, I was just talking to my girlfriend the other day, and I was just – it's a saying that I say whenever I show her something, she'll go, Dominique, and she's a self-help guru. So her thing is that she always has to say something positive. So when I bring something to her and I ask her advice, she'll go, I like all of this, but at the same time, I like none of it.
Okay.
I said, what? So I was just telling her, I said, you know what, that sounds like a book. But instead of saying that, I'm going to write a book where it says it's going to be a relationship book. And it's going to be, I heard everything, but at the same time, I heard nothing.
Okay, I like that. I like that approach for me. And I think what's happening here from listening to you, you have a different sense of how to pull your covers together. What I tell writers is find something that works for you. You don't have to follow the standards, do this, do this, do this. Just find what you feel is best. For me, I always start with the covers. I actually design the covers and look at the covers on my wall while I'm writing. So it helps me to balance, because I figure the characters, what I want to do. But I like the way that, like you say, you talk to your friend and then she said something and you kind of twisted it around. But that's a good thing. Now, what's the name of your latest book that you have out right now?
Well, the last book, and actually it was, I did three at the same time because I was going with the collection, because everything is done in the collection with me. So the last collection that I did was the Priority Problems collection. And the books that I have in that particular collection are, I've got Rumpelstiltskin, Raising the Enemy, and Image is Everything.
Okay. So now what is that series covering?
People who've had their priorities in the wrong place, and a lot of bad decisions and a lot of bad things happen because of their priorities were not in the right place.
Okay. Wow, man. I kind of like that. I might start looking up more of your books. And you're going to have to get more of my books. I heard you had a little attention deficit there. I said, okay, she better get some attention to get to that book so that'll help her out. But
Don, I'm working on it.
Yeah, we have to get that part together, yeah. But I think, you know what, I've always been impressed when I first start reading some things about you, and I said, okay, this is a young lady I can have on my show who's grounded. The one thing I don't want to do is I don't want people out there giving other people kind of bad advice, because it's hard enough to get into this business, and hard enough to make it work. So I don't want them bombarded with a lot of spin $50,000 and get these huge websites and do all this stuff, and then their book still doesn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing that I follow. But I got a couple of questions for you that when I'm looking at things, I'm thinking, okay, well, how would Dominique fit in this? And I noticed that you do a lot of libraries. I know you were in Indiana's library and you did something in another. Is there any reason behind the library pitch, or is that just something that I'm noticing?
No, well, actually, first of all, the libraries is where the readers are. And because the economy is not so great, and the combination of the economy not being so great and the fact that there's a lot of competition out here, everybody wants to write a book nowadays, that you have to find a way to find your place and find your footing. So what I like to do now, those libraries that I've gone to and I've been featured at, I've been blessed that at this point they're carrying my books now. So in order for me to reach other people who need this message, they don't always have to pay for it. Now you just go to the Elkhart Public Library or the Bristol Public Library and soon the Gary Public Indiana Library. And you want to start with your own personal libraries because your area, your local bookstores, your local community in general wants to support you. So wherever you are, you want to start and make a small ripple and then ripple out.
Okay, now that makes sense. And like you said, I think the thing that I like is what approach you're taking. It's not the shotgun effect. And, again, I use a lot of nonprofit organizations that I worked with over the years, and they carry a lot of my books. I work with the Friends of the Library. But I like that approach that you said, and I think that if people are listening, what they can do is decide on what works for you. It could be your PTA for your children. You can start working with PTA mm-hmm. associations or get involved in some other things. Now, are you a member of the Illinois Center for the Book?
No, sir, I am not. That is actually that's new to me.
Okay, you need to be in that. That is a great list that I'm a member of. And I find that a lot of writers in Chicago and other areas, they're actually not in that. What they do is if you write something about Chicago as a background or you were born in Chicago, Illinois, you get on this list, they list your books, your autobiography, they get you a wiki page. And then when producers or other writers or TV people are looking for writers and books, they go to this website, and it's sponsored by the state, it's free, and they have billions of resources on there. And the kind of person you are, if you go on there and use that site, you'll launch even bigger and better, because I really like the site. I've talked to the people individually. All my books are on there, and I only found two McClures, myself and some Wendy McClure. She's not related to me, but now she has a copy of my book. So that's going to be a good avenue. Oh, yeah, I sell my book to the homeless people when I'm in the street. Hey, have you heard about me? They go like, no, I just need something to eat. I said, well, look, here's a dollar to eat. Now go get my book, you know, when you can, when you get some money. And they'd be like, okay, Don. So when they see me coming, they'd be like, I ain't got no money yet. I'm going to get it. I said, okay, you better hurry up. I done gave you $13, so just keep saving. But, no, I think that if you join that, it would do wonders for you. Everything that we get involved in as writers, we also have to do a lot of self-promotion because we don't have the billions of dollars to promote. But I think a young lady like you, one, it adds a lot of credibility, even in the libraries, because they go to that system also. So if they see your name in there and they're checking other things, and the kind of person you are, you'll get a lot of leads out of that because you know how to work a website and what to do. And I think that's so important. So I'd like to really see you get involved in the Illinois Center for the Book. And it's a great group. Great group of people. Jesse White is the head of the thing for the state, and it's really good. So I think you need to get involved in that.
I've been in them. I'm going to have to remind him about our meeting.
Yeah, I really push that a lot, and I really enjoy it, and I use it a lot on my profiles when I'm talking to governors and senators. I tell them I'm a member of the Illinois Center for the Book because it's a state website. And what you can do is check out a lot of other states have other avenues that will bring your books in. So I tell writers a lot of times you just got to keep exploring and keep working, but your drive and your zeal is so important. Now, what made you start CAPS?
Well, because I realized that we're greater together. And initially, when I would tell people I was from Chicago, the whole consensus was there's nothing good in Chicago, coming from Chicago, at least that in that area. And so that's why I wanted to, that's where I came up with that idea that we're going to be Chicagoland authors promoting success. And we're going to just start in Chicago, branch out to our Chicagoland areas, and then just do, of course, the ripple effect again. And so every year, this is our third year, so next year we're going into our fourth year, and I'm having some bigger ideas and some changes that, again, as I grow, I'm trying to take it into a different place. But every year I've had a panel of different authors from different genres, different walks of life, ages, and races. And so we get together and we spend the first part of our session where we're sharing different tips and tricks that we've learned in our own different paths and to help and to polish up the other person, make them better if they want to start writing or perfect their current writing status. And then the other portion is that for the new readers who are looking for new books and different things to get into, we have book clubs that we invite out, and then, of course, we network and meet new readers, and they get to hear excerpts and get to learn different things about the about us every year. So, again, I've met different people throughout that journey and our panelists, and they've been phenomenal. So going forward, it's just getting greater, and I just wanted to. But this year, unfortunately, going forward, I've made a change to CAP. So instead of Chicagoland Authors Promoting Success, I have had that vision to change to Christian Authors Promoting Success, because I've got a message, and I really don't want it to be distorted or changed if I'm next to someone who's writing about vampires and goblins. You know, I want us all to still be uplifting in the same way, because I just really think Revelations is, and then the news and everything, just I would like to be able to help other people, and I just think that the message, when two or more of us get together, then he is amongst us, and just bring that a bigger hug together. So I'm just making a change going forward at this time. Still CAPS, but we're going to have a Christian focus.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I know when I did a book, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, it's really a book about faith, and he's talking to God a lot, and God wants his soul protected because he cares a lot about him, and he's done a lot of great things with this person. But it really answers a lot of the questions that people have about the Bible and what's going on and how you feel and what your personal relationship is. But I think that that's a good task that you have, to have a Christian-based organization that will reach out to people, because people are hurting and they do need the word and they do need to be guided. The thing that's most important is that we give people the audiences so that they can broaden their scope. I'm still disenchanted in the fact that a lot of African Americans don't see writing as a career. They see other people do it, the TV writers and the songwriters, but they don't imagine themselves making a really serious income at that. And that's something that I work on. I also like to donate to the Cancer Society. I'm working on some children's hospital programs. But I like where you're going with your CAPS. You're going to change that. And I think what you realize that you're going to lose some of the people that you have because they're not in that genre that you're talking about.
Yes, sir, I do realize that. I mean, they're good people, but unfortunately I can no longer have erotic people on my panel because we have two different focuses, and I can't focus on my ministry if you're focused on a different ministry. It's counterproductive. So we're greater, again, because we're greater together, we're even stronger if we're all going in the same direction.
Right, if you're all on the same page. Well, you know, that's a good thing, and I don't think people are going to be disenchanted with you. If you know you don't like to eat pork and they consistently say, well, look, it doesn't kill me, it's nothing wrong with that, it's just that you know you can't eat it. So what you're saying is you have to digest what's best for you. It doesn't mean you have any alienation toward them. It just means you want to live your lifestyle like not smoking. Some people want to smoke, and it's okay with them, but I had a sister that died from that, so I have a phobia. I don't like it, don't want to be around it, don't appreciate it. So again, but I allow them to do what they want to do, but I like going to the non-smoking hotels. So
exactly.
it's like, okay, I'm going here. I don't care about the Motel 6 you smoke to, you want to. I'm going to the Hyatts and the other things. But I think that's a great concept that you have.
Thank you.
You seem to be really focused, and like I said, you never answered that question. You still sound like you're like 19 years old. Now, are you married? Do you have any children, or what's going on with that?
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I don't take compliments well. It's something I never have. Thank you so much. But I'm getting old. I have to actually exercise now. I have to. It's not an option at this point. I just turned 34, and I've been married for 12 years. And so it's just at this point, like I said, mentally I've grown, and every day I grow, you know. So as a matter of fact, you asked me about titles. I think I had saw something earlier, and another title had came to me, and it sounds so – it might be almost like an autobiography that I'm thinking. I just wrote it down, and I might come back to it. But it said – I wrote down, it says, got dust on my dukes, you know, as in Daisy Dukes, got dust on my dukes, but not on my Bible.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm an old soul, and I don't understand a lot of this new generation and everything. So maybe that's what you're hearing. I still say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. So I'm old, but at the same time, I guess the phone makes me feel young. You know, you don't have to see me. I can hide behind the phone.
I know what you mean, because I still get people saying, can I speak to your mother and father? I go, like, my mother and father?
John, yes, you have that voice.
Oh, that is so funny. Listen, I want you to hang with us for a minute. I want to ask you a few more questions. I've got to play this track called Changing by Jennifer Hudson, and it kind of fits into what you're talking about. I think when people grow and they learn exactly what it is they want to do and have a purpose in life, then they do grow and they change. And this song is just quite appropriate for your attitude. So can you stick with us for another few minutes or what?
Yes, sir, of course. I'm in it to win it.
Okay, all right. Well, let me play this Jennifer Hudson, Changing, because I'm changing, and my producer's flagging me like, could you go ahead and play the song because you're changing and I'm changing, and his wife's here now. So, oh, no, we're fine. We always joke like that. They're just crazy. They just want to hang out with me later. But let's play this Jennifer Hudson track called Changing, and then I'm going to come back to my guest, Dominique Wilkins, and I'm enjoying talking to her. And I know my priest just emailed me and said, yeah, I'm glad you got her on your show because you need to say 10 Hail Marys full of grace even more. So I guess you're guiding me along. All right, let me play Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing. Trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand. But I need everything so clear. I am
changing. And I think it really fits with what Dominique is talking about. Now, Dominique, you're changing, you're doing your group, you're moving forward. Do you think you'll be able to go and gain the masses that are truly, truly lost? And we do need to guide our young women, especially. You have a great speaking voice. I just got 4 emails. People say, she speaks so eloquently. And I said, man, she does. Do you really think you need to give, like, speech classes when you're talking about writing, or do you talk anything about the presentation part of the books?
I'm sorry, Don. I was stuck on that song.
I know what you mean. I like that song. I was back there singing it in the background, just waving my hand.
She blew me out the water. Like, oh, my goodness, I want you to hit the replay. I couldn't focus. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? I got a new
okay.
song now. I've never heard that song before.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the songs from actually Dreamgirls by Jennifer. And matter of fact, there was a little girl today I saw on the Internet from Germany. Young black woman and biracial family, and she cut that song to pieces. And it's a song that if you watch the movie, the reason why the song is there, she did have a lot of that bitterment like when you wrote your first book, but she changed and she realized that she had to change and become a better person, even though all these people had did stuff to her. And it's really a great story because Dreamgirls is really great. But the thing I tell people on my show is seriously listen to the words in the songs. A lot of the writers are putting their heart and soul into trying to guide you through the waters of
mm-hmm.
turmoil and success. They want you to
mm-hmm.
be like that song that I think you really need to get is by Laura Wilson, Life Changer. These are things that I bring to people every Friday, and I love my audience. We're growing. We're 16,000, actually 16,100 as of today, so it's a great thing. But I think with you, you're changing in structure, you're changing in views, and you're becoming stronger in your perceptions and your direction. So it's a great song to play for you, so I'll dedicate that song to you. But when you talk to young ladies, oh, yeah, it's a great song. Now, when you're talking to young ladies, do you add the fact that if they're going to be writers, they do need to learn how to speak well, how to carry themselves, and not so much with the what we call the holy, holy thing, but a more professional image so that they can get the message across. Because writing a book is one thing. Being able to talk about your book is something entirely different.
Well, Don, what I do personally is anything, I've always got my 2 cents to put in. And if I see something that I can help in any way, I'm always trying to reach out and be able to put my 2 cents in. Like, as you can see in the group, when somebody says, hey, could you take a look at this and what do you think? I'm going to give you my honest to goodness opinion if you're ready for it. Because this is what I think, and I always tell people in my opinion, because just because I think this is right doesn't mean that you're going to take it, or maybe it may not be right for you. But I do honestly have a lot of old values, and some people say, well, you don't have to do these things anymore. But I just, Don, I don't know if you look at me, but whenever I go out, I don't care if it's one person in the audience or if it's going to be 100 million. I'm going to conduct myself in the same way. I'm going to put on my clothes. I'm not going out in jeans. I want people to know that I am a professional. My product is important, and it's something of value. So when you see me, I want you to think value. I don't want you to discriminate against me when you walk up to me up front and say, okay, she's African-American. She's got on jeans and gym shoes. I'm pretty sure I know what she wrote about. No, that's not what I want you to do. I'm going to put on my dress and my heels, and I'm going to comb my hair, and I'm going to make sure that when you look at me, I have something that I want you to listen to so that I can get your attention when I say excuse me or hello. And when I go out, wherever I go, I smile at everybody to let them know that I am approachable, and I hold my hand out to shake their hand when they get closer. So I do tell these people when I see people what they're doing. I have no problem with trying to share different things that I think may help other people. But again, a lot of people, like I said, I say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. There's a lot of people that don't agree with that. There's a lot of people that don't want to hear that. But I do try to tell people in every way. It's not just business. This is if you act like this at all times, you're always, like I tell my son, every minute of your life, you're auditioning for your next big thing. You don't know who's watching you. I don't care if you're at the laundromat or wherever. Somebody might say, I like what you got going on. What do you do? And let me invest in you. Every time. So I tell people that all the time. So it's not just a book, because it's you. Your books are not selling. You can have a great book, but people are really buying you.
Well, that's a true point. I mean, and that's something I cover a lot. And I really believe that if we are going to approach people, and I've done it before. I mean, people ask me for advice. I try to give them the best advice I can because I don't want to see them going down a path that makes them frustrated. But I do think that in order to compete, we do have to guide the young ladies and the young men. I know you want to do your thing. I know you want to be hip-hop or whatever it is you want to be. But there's certain presentation guidelines that you still have to and you are required to do. If you can't speak well about your product, you could have the best product in the world, but if you can't deliver it to that boardroom, to the librarian, to somebody, that diction and pronunciation is important. And that's something that I find a lot of the writer seminars, they talk about the books, how to get started, what to do, but I don't hear a lot of people saying, you know what, we're going to have to concentrate on your presentation of the book. Because without that, when you're greeting somebody to get them to buy your book, if you're using Ebonics or you're using slang or you can't deliver your message, you can't go to the book groups to talk about your book because you don't have that part down yet. You don't understand that that's your communication key. And that's what I wanted to know. To me, we do have to get our young ladies especially to understand the diction and pronunciation is key to the sales to your books. And like I said, I'm getting emails all on my board saying how well you speak on the phone. So
thank you.
Yeah, I don't want people to misinterpret what being an author really means. And again, I applaud you for all the stuff that you do. And I'm sure your family applauds you and your son is a great role model. That's the thing that we do need. Above writing, we need greater role models, and you seem to be one. And like I said, my board is flooding. I mean, my lights are all blue, so people must like what you're saying. Now, this new group that you got, the Christian, it's going to be called Christians Promoting. I mean, what's going to be the name of the new group since it's not CAPS?
It's still
CAPS.
It is CAPS. No, it's still CAPS, just instead of Chicagoland, it's going to be Christians.
Okay, so you're going to take the Chicagoland out of that.
Yeah,
okay,
but you know what? I still do the Chicagoland chapter because I still want us to reach out, branch out, and still encourage and promote love. I still want that message of love and encouragement to go out. So regardless, if I have to start at the Chicagoland chapter, I would love to have a whole bunch of other sister chapters and travel the world with our messages and our good books, spread the gospel.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, those are the things that we have to do. That's why I was telling you about Laura Wilson, because not only does she sing Christian music, but she's also a neo-soul artist. And I know that, you know, it's good to reach to people in the church, but we also have to reach to people that are outside the church.
Oh, definitely.
And so that's a definite thing. And again, I know next year I'm going to try to, I guess if you've got the CAPS thing or the Christian thing, I'm going to try to really make that. I'm staying booked,
Don,
but I'm trying to make
so many
things.
Let's do it. You got to put it down if you're going to do it. You can't just say, maybe I'll see. You got to say, I'm going to do it. Put me on your calendar. I'm holding you to it.
Oh, no, no. If I say that on the radio, then my audience will call me and say, you said you're going to be there.
That was my point.
I know, yeah. Okay, well, I'm about to commit to that then, Ms. Dominique. I think you're a good sales lady. You came on my show and said, well, you need to be there. Now you've told everybody you're going to be there. But I think you're a great person. Your husband should feel this thrilled being married to such a dynamic young woman. And you're the image that we really do need. We need that a lot. You got any parting things you want to say? I know we got your website. Can you tell us again where to get your website and how to reach you?
Yes, sir. My website is, again, it's www.authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com. And, again, I have available audio CDs. So anybody, if you don't have time, you're busy, not only are my books short, and most people can read them in an hour or less. So not only can you get a good book in an hour, I have audio CDs. So if you're always on the go, by the time you get to work, if you get a CD from me for $5, you would have had time, by the time you leave the house and get home, you would have had time to say, I just read a good book. You don't have to tell anybody you listened to it. You could just have to say, I read it. And it's a complete story, and you're going to enjoy every last one of it. And again, those CDs are available on my website, but if you have an Audible account, then they're also available on downloads on Audible, iTunes, and as well as ACX.com. So there, wherever you, if you like to listen to them there, they're available there. I have ebooks and, like I said, paperbacks. If you want to get a paperback autograph from me, all that is on my website. And I really appreciate it. If you see me at any of my events out in the street, I'll be actually exhibiting at the African Arts Festival at the end of, this is August now, so at the end of this month, I'll be there. So if you're in a neighborhood in Chicago, Illinois, and Washington Park, come out, get a good book, and get a hug, because every book sale, and even if you don't buy a book, you still get a hug regardless.
Oh, so
come out
that's
and get
so
a hug.
Sweet. I like that. I like coming. Now, I know August 29th, I'll be, actually August 28th and 29th and the 30th, I'll be in Peoria because they're doing a big book signing for me. Is it on those dates or what?
It is. It is that weekend. It's the exact same weekend.
Yeah, I'm booked to be in Peoria. They got a huge turnout for me down there, and I like the fact that my books are all across the country and people are inspired. But I'm gonna commit to whatever you're doing. Definitely coming up for the CAPS thing. You know, I'm gonna be a part of that or get involved or whatever it is you want me to do for that.
Good.
So that's a good thing. Yeah. Okay, sales
gotcha.
Lady. I know that. Yeah. But I have enjoyed having you on my show. Now, one more thing. Is there an email anybody can reach you at besides just the Arthur book site?
Well, if you just remember that website, I have a contact me link there. So if you go there and just, that's a one-stop spot, of course it's going to email me directly. But if you do want to email me directly, nope, I'm not going to tell you how to email me directly because I want you to go to my website. How about that?
How about that? I told you a sales lady. I like that. You're like, no, go to my website. So that's www.arthurd as in David Wilkins, or D as in Dominique Wilkins, WILKINS, goodbooks.com.
Yes, sir. And Don, you just shouted my husband out. I don't even say, I tell him he's my husband, so I have to demote him so I can get some shine, but you didn't gave his name out. His name is David. Put
That's my guy there, hoo, hoo, hoo. I have to give him a hoo, hoo. You know, I don't know why we do that Marine hoo. And I ain't never been in the Marines. I don't know. Kind of crazy. But my producer really? Say, you weren't even in the Army. But anyway, listen, I've enjoyed having you on my show. Is there a contact phone number for you besides this, Dominique, or you just want to leave it on the website?
Leave it on the website, but I do, if you have a book club and you want me to come out and talk to your book club about the books, you want to use one of my books as a discussion, I do attend book clubs. If you don't happen to be in my radius, my area for the book clubs, I still Skype in. So if you want to conduct business and have me come out and speak to your group, I do motivational speaking as well to groups. So if that's something you're interested in, then yes, I will divulge my phone number, but not here.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. But listen, we're going to have to work on some. I got some projects coming up because I want to get involved, and I've always wanted to be involved in dealing with women that have been abused. That's something that is really kind of close to my heart besides the cancer stuff. So, you know, we're going to have to talk some more on some things. We can just email each other on the Facebook. But I'm really, really got a lot of respect for you. You're a growing young woman.
Thank you, John.
Somebody that I wanted my
too.
Audience to know. Yeah, yeah. Just tell your husband I love you so he don't punch me in the nose. So he's all okay. So I wish that guy thought he loved my wife.
No way. He's just glad that I'm talking to other people instead of just him. He's like, okay, just talk to them.
I don't blame you. I don't blame him because you know what? He's got somebody good in his corner. You've got somebody good in your corner. You got a great family structure. This is a good thing. Listen, it's been my pleasure having you on my show. We're going to have to get you back one day, and it's 8:16, so I'm going to play some more tracks, and we're talking about storytelling. But that was Dominique Wilkins, and I really respect her. She's pretty cool there. So, hey, Dominique, aww, you have a good weekend. If you want to listen to the show, you can. And right now I'm getting ready to get back to my music track.
Yes, sir. Hey, real quick, are you going to play Lauren Russell, or do I have to Google her?
I already played Laura Wilson, but you can Google her. She's
I'll
hard
Google
to find.
Her.
I'm going to have to dig up some more stuff with her. But I got on my Facebook page, there is a video where she's singing the track in 2011 that's now on her album. But if you go to Amazon, put in Laura Wilson and put in Life Changers, you'll find it. It's really, I'm probably going to play it again at the end of my show, too, because I really like it.
Okay. I just was being nosy. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Miss Dominique. And, man, she speaks so well. And I really did get a lot of emails for that, so that was a good thing. Listen, we are talking about storytelling, and, again, there was no better storytellers than Holland and Dozier, and the people at Motown. So we're going to jump tracks for a minute. We've got, I guess, 10 more, 15 more minutes into the show, and I am enjoying it. I'm on fire. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. And my call-in number is 347-633-9376. If you want to listen to the show all over the world, just all you got to do is dial. I mean, you don't even have to do internet no more. I am really great. So anyway, let's get to this track that I'm going to play, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And I like that too, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And it's a story that I want you to listen to because, again, the Motown people had some of the greatest storytellers in the world, in the universe, almost as good as me, Don S. McClure, Dr. Don S. McClure at that. Jumping around, he liked the Four Tops, man, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Can you believe somebody wrote a song called Sugar Pie Honey Bunch? How come they didn't say sugar, that's my boo-boo, or that's my, I guess it's, it worked, goes with Honey Bunch cereal. Anyway, you're on the Don McClure Show. I got to play my girl. I promised her before she goes to Paris. Her name is Yvonne Gage. She made a track or re-recording of Eddie Holman's Hey Boy. Well, actually, it was Hey Girl. She's from Chicago. That's my girl. I've been knowing her a long time, and she's going to Paris, and she promised me she's going to get one of my books so that she could read on the plane. So let's play Yvonne Gage before I get out of here. I've got a few more minutes. She's singing a track called Hey Boy, and she's a Chicago girl, my girl. Hey, I like that.
Hey boy, I want
And that was my girl, Yvonne Gage. And actually, we've been knowing each other over 15 years, over 20 years. I don't want to go back too far because then we'll be telling how old I am, and I ain't going to do that on my show. I'm not going to do it. No. But anyway, I've been knowing her for a long time, and I met her when she had a singing group, and she was in the group, and they were really good, and now she's gone off and done her own thing, and she was actually in a Michael McDonald or Michael somebody. Anyway, he's a singer, and I just went crazy when I saw her singing the background tracks on a live concert of his. So she is really a personally good friend of mine. We go back, I mean, just years, her, Carmen Collins, there's a whole bunch of people out there. Because I was born in Chicago. I am Chicago. Hey, I like saying that. I am Chicago. No, not really. But you know, somebody asked me if I knew Mrs. O'Leary's cow. And I told them I wasn't around then. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only on a Friday with 16,000 listeners. The number's 347-633-9376 if you want to reach me to listen. And the show sounds great on your phone. You can go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and get all of my books, all 8, 10. I'm writing 5 books now. So get those books. I love writing a fun love story. To Have a Friend is my greatest book. The Gods in the Beginning of Life, Romantic Images of You. And I got to send a shout-out to a young lady in Lockport, Illinois. She's a young listener, and she likes my book. And she got a chance to hear, actually to read my book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. So, great thing. I got 90 seconds left. I'm going to end my show with Laura singing Life Changes. And I hope you enjoy your weekend. And as I always say, it doesn't rain forever. And enjoy life. That's all you have. And I enjoyed Dominique being on my show. My producer said, would you go ahead and play the last song? I said, okay. Anyway, Laura Wilson, Life Changes. Look her up. Great artist. She's going to end my show. And have a, oh, get out of my ear, 60 seconds. Have a great weekend, baby.
In this thing called life, a superstar, celebrity. Where you from? Do you even know your identity? You thought forgot I live, forgot I'll die, but is it a lie? In a very good way, and I'ma be somebody's hope that they can make it today. And as a creek, I not my will, but I know he will be done. And when morning comes, you realize that you have overcome. Oh, and I'ma be somebody's hope, and as a creek, I not my will, but I know he will be done. And we pour
good way in a
very good way.